You know, as a child, it's hard. I mean, yeah, I was aware that, you know, there was a tremendous tension at home. I was always told, you know, anything you hear us talk about at home, don't go and talk in school. Don't tell anybody what we talk about at home or whatever. You know, you had to be kind of careful because we lived in Vichy France, essentially. But, you know, I was 10, 11 years old, and basically, you know, what I cared about was playing with friends. I was aware of the fact that there was hardships. My mother had to get up like 3, 4 o'clock in the morning sometimes to stand on a bread line. But that was the war. Other people did too. You know, it was a country at war. And my father, about a year before we fled to come to the U.S., my father actually was sent away. In this one town that we were in, there were about 12 maybe refugee families who were Jewish. And all the Jewish men were sent away to something called Résidence Forcée. And it's like to an assigned place. It was like house arrest. Not house arrest, village arrest. They had to be sent to a particular little remote village, each one to a different little remote village. And I think that that was a prelude to eventually being sent to an internment camp. This was the Vichy government's doing. They wanted to separate the men from their families. So my father was not with us. My mother actually had to do all the visa work and everything else to come to the U.S. She had to do that on her own. She was only able to visit him maybe twice because you needed a safe conduct pass. My mother, who was the quintessential Jewish mother, very, very protective of her children, once actually sent me. She had some papers that she needed to get to him. She couldn't get a safe conduct pass anymore. So she sent me. I was like 11 on a bus, you know, in a country at war to his village. That I remember very clearly because I know she was like a nervous wreck. And I thought it was a great adventure. The only time he was able to leave that village is when it was demonstrated that we had papers to leave the country. So he was able to get a safe conduct pass out of that village. And I think he could not even spend the night where we were. I think he had to go directly from there, like to the ship that took us out.